You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Okay, stop for a moment. Think of the calendar and then realize this. In little more than a year, we will be choosing the Democratic and Republican candidates for governor in the August primary, someone to replace the term-limited Rick Snyder. Who is in the race to date and who's expected to jump in and how are they shaping their messages? With us now are It's Just Politics team of Zoe Clark and Rick Pluta. You say this is the time of the quiet campaign. Rick, what does that mean?
Well, we sort of used it. It's a kind of a play on the quiet period that companies are supposed to engage in before they make an initial public offering on the stock market. And what it alludes to is right now we're almost in like the pre-issue phase of the campaign, that the campaigns are focused on organizational things, building their teams, finding campaigns managers and communications people, building up volunteer networks and building up fundraising networks. That's really a lot of it right now. And part of that is because the message that they wind up finally delivering when we get into the full throttled campaign season will depend a lot on the things that happen right now, especially who gets in or stays out.
So let's look at who's already in the race for the Democratic nomination. Zoe, the first candidate has solid credentials from her time in the state Senate.
It's true. And the state legislature as a whole, I think you were talking about Democrat Gretchen Whitmer. She was sort of the latest in Lansing in terms of an elected position. She was the Democratic Senate leader. But before that, as a total, she had spent 14 years in the state legislature. So a lawmaker that folks in Lansing really, really know. And that's one of the things that she's really sort of running on.
And Rick, the next candidate for the Democrats, someone with some public health and medical experience.
Yes, Dr. Abdul El Sayed, and he is the former health director of the city of Detroit with also a very impressive academic background.
Absolutely.
And he's presenting himself as someone who maybe doesn't have any elected experience, but he has government experience and management experience. And he's also trying to stake out the progressive turf in the primary, be sort of the Bernie Sanders to Gretchen Whitmer's Hillary Clinton.
And then we have a Snyder-like entrepreneur businessman in the mix.
Yes, Sri Tanadar. He's an Ann Arbor entrepreneur and an immigrant, and he has a compelling life story, but he's basically making largely the same arguments that we heard from Rick Snyder 8 years ago, just in a Democratic primary rather than a Republican one, that, you know, he's created jobs, he's worked in the private sector, and he can bring that experience to bear on state government.
Okay, now, Zoe, do we expect any more Dems to jump in?
You know, Cindy, that's the $64,000 question, right? There were some names this past year who we were kind of certain were going to run, which included Democrat Dan Kildee, congressman from Flint. He decided against a run. And then there was a lot of thought up until last week that University of Michigan regent and part of his family's law firm, Mark Bernstein, would jump in. And then he decided not to as well. So, you know, Cindy, there are always surprises. But if you are looking at these three right now, they each sort of bring their own group of voters. And so it's sort of hard to think, well, what else and who else could jump in right now to really shake things up? And there's not a huge group of folks. A lot of people, I think, in Lansing still think that there is a possibility that Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan might jump in after his campaign for mayor again in November. Although when you talk to folks in Detroit, they just go, no, absolutely not. How many, you know, times does this guy need to say no to you political reporters to believe that he's not running?
So
he made that clear last year when he said stop asking
and continues to make it clear. And yet, you know, reporters are still like, well, you can't forget Mike Duggan. And Mike Duggan's
which
like,
Lansing
no,
reporters
about
are asking him that?
I ain't gonna name names.
Over to the GOP, got itself a new candidate this past weekend, didn't it, Rick?
State Senator Patrick Colbeck, who is, just as Abdul El Sayed is trying to stake out the left end of the political turf, that Senator Colbeck is trying to stake out the right end of the political turf. By, many measures, he's very, very conservative, maybe the most conservative member of the Senate. And he's been willing to stick his thumb in the eye of of the Republican leadership on a lot of issues. And so he could, you know, maybe force the rest of the field to that is still largely unformed into talking about things that maybe they don't want to talk about as much, spend as much time on, or talk about them in ways that they'd prefer not to have to.
Oh, I absolutely think that's the case. Think Medicaid expansion, which is something that Governor Rick Snyder and his Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly as an administration were really pushing for. Think about road funding, another thing that conservative Republicans were saying, you know, no, or let's cut the budget to pay for roads. And this is going to be an interesting dynamic to see Kolbeck v. Some of the other Republicans that will likely jump in.
Well, to that point, we have heard so much about Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly and Attorney General Bill Schuette having set their sights on being their next governor. I think a lot of people assume, hey, they've already declared, but they have yet to declare.
Or the folks making the joke that, you know, Bill Schuette has been running since fifth grade, so why does he even need to declare?
I've heard third grade.
Okay, well, touche. Rick's got better sources than I.
Why so coy about this? Why this peekaboo?
They don't need to be in a hurry. That they both have platforms that keep their names before the public and means to talk about whatever the issues of the day are. And they have campaign committees, fundraising committees that can take donations right now that they could then turn toward a campaign for governor. So there's no real urgency with, you know, the primary just a little more than a year away.
And Rick, there was the name of Dr. Jim Hines tossed about.
He's a doctor from Saginaw, and he is actually the only candidate so far to have turned in the signatures that would put his name on a primary ballot. He paid circulators, and so it was done quickly and efficiently, and we'll see if they're actually certified. But so far, he's the only one to have actually taken that step.
Digging into the quiet campaign leading up to next year's race for governor.
Dun,
it's
dun,
just
dun.
Politics team of Zoe Clark and Rick Pluta, who, of course, always love to talk politics. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you, Cindy. Anytime.
You bet.